readily confused with Chad and Jeremy. They're kind of interchangeable. They're different people. It's not the same group, but they're like the same. You spoke, we listened. Local news, timeless hits are back here at WRJN Radio. McDonald's Australia has to retrain their employees after a photo went viral showing a manager using the heat lamp they used to keep fries warm. He was using it to dry the mop that he just cleaned the floor with. So they have to retrain. You'd think you wouldn't have to tell people not to do something like that. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Shea King is here from the Racine Library. We've got a lot to talk about coming up after news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another harrowing night of severe weather. This time, a destructive storm tore through parts of Texas. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
Powerful storms pummeled central Texas. Wind and rain whipped inside the Temple Mall after part of the roof blew off. Strong winds, heavy rain, and hail also battered Arkansas and Oklahoma.
At least five people were killed when a twister touched down in Greenfield, Iowa the day before. Lisa Beeman's home was destroyed.
We'll start over, and that's fine. And I'm just thankful that we're all alive.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Radar signatures say the tornado in Greenfield had debris go up to 40,000 feet.
That poses an issue for planes, which would be forced to find a route around it. Debris from Greenfield's been found 100 miles away. A giant gust of wind blamed for a deadly mishap in northern Mexico. Video shows a presidential candidate scrambling for safety as a stage collapses at a campaign event near Monterrey. At least nine people were killed, including a child. Israel's war cabinet has instructed negotiators to resume talks on a deal to release hostages. A day after the families of five female soldiers released excruciating video of their capture on October 7th. Correspondent MTS Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Between a potential arrest warrant for alleged war crimes, the unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state by European powers, and anguish pleas from hostage families at home, Netanyahu is facing pressure from all sides as he desperately tries to cling on to power.
A Michigan farm worker is now the second person to be diagnosed with bird flu tied to dairy cows in the U.S. Health officials say the person's already recovered after suffering mild eye symptoms. A Texas farm worker was infected in March. The Memorial Weekend getaway is upon us. CBS's Matt Piper says lots of people are on the move.
The FAA says nearly 54,000 flights will take off today, the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2010. Summer as a whole will be busy too. The agency saying it expects 271 million Americans will fly between June 1st and August 31st.
The Justice Department planning to sue concert promoter Live Nation today to undo a 2010 merger with Ticketmaster, claiming the entertainment giants used its ticketing monopoly to quash the competition. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Multiple sources familiar with the matter confirmed to CBS News the federal government will be joined in is challenged by numerous state attorneys general. Prosecutors are expected to challenge the Ticketmaster parent company's practices and could seek to force a change in how the company does business.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was called for a Racine County motorcycle crash last night. At around 11, first responders in Union Grove were called to the Highway 20 Spring Street roundabout for the report of a single motorcycle accident. Two people were injured with serious injuries. The road was shut down for some time for cleanup. We're working on learning more about the condition of those involved. Charging up your devices might not be free of caution. In recognition of Electrical Safety Month, the Racine Fire Department says a focus of theirs this year is raising awareness about lithium-ion battery safety. The department says it's a critical issue as the batteries power many of our daily devices like smartphones and laptops. When damaged, lithium-ion batteries can pose fire and explosion risks. Experts say it's crucial to avoid overcharging and to charge on soft surfaces that could overheat the devices. The historic Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island is poised for a revival. Yesterday marked the soft opening of the iconic 1934 Tudor Revival structure, which had undergone a renovation in 2019. The plan is to be fully operational for the Memorial Day weekend. Once open, people will have the opportunity to buy food and grab-and-go items. There will also be a beer garden with a front-row seat to Lake Michigan. The Kenosha Beach House will feature on-site rentals, exercise classes on the beach, and operations by Lakeshore Pedal Tours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddie Peralta giving up a home run to start the game, then settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, named to the All-NBA first team for the sixth year in a row, the eighth time in his career. Now, last week, Doc Rivers fired three of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop. And you're like, what did you just say? You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, that's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there. And they're like, how do you know that? He's like, I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by, and he's like, that's a HUB-106. And they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. They'll be like, you know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy. And they're like, why? He goes, listen to it. Skip, 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 skip. You made that up.
you. Billy Joe Royal down in the boondock to WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Also back is Shay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Thank you for joining us here at 10 after 7 on this Thursday morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
What'd you bring with you here? You've got like a whole breakfast kitchen you set up here.
Yes,
what is this?
Bare minimum, two drinks at all time. We got a coffee, banana flavored. We've got filtered water, no microplastics in this bottle, and a variety of papers to read to you from.
Look at you. You're all set to go. All right. I like people that are prepared with their own. Did you bring like eggs and bacon and no, you don't do that.
Oh yeah. That's all in here, right down in my stomach.
All right. I used to cook breakfast before I left home every morning. And then I got here and I was like, oh, I'm tired. So I stopped doing that. Just a glass of orange juice when I leave in the morning.
Really?
Well, you get loaded down, you have a big breakfast, and you go, time for a nap. And I got 3 hours to go.
That's lunchtime for me.
All right, let's talk about some of the things going on at your Racine Public Library. New and back on the shelf at the Beyond Books Collection. Sounds intriguing. What is that all about?
Well, the Beyond Books Collection is what we call everything that's not a book that you can check out. You probably already know you can check out DVDs, video games.
I just checked out about six of them.
You did?
Yes. I had the Godfather collection. Ooh. Because not for the movies I have at home, but the extras were on there.
Mm-hmm.
This was the restoration of the Godfather. Mm. And I also checked out the, there was another Godfather Coda, which was Godfather 3 redone with a surprise ending.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I watched Sweet Liberty with Alan Alda, a movie he made in the 80s.
Don't know that one.
Yeah. Madigan, another film.
Okay.
A detective film with Richard Widmark and a few other movies. But yeah, I always rent DVDs and Blu-rays from the library.
Yes, Blu-rays.
Yeah. What else you got there?
Well, so it's not just media items. It's also things like board games and puzzles and tools and yard games. We let people check out things like a metal detector. If you want to bring one of those bad boys home, we've got knitting and crocheting sets, and we've even got stuff like you can check out a microphone if you want to start your own podcasting gig at
home. Or radio station. You got any backhoes? I need one for the backyard.
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
A big derrick. So yeah, obviously a lot of things. I never heard of that. I never knew you can get tools in the
really?
Library. Yeah, I never heard. Like, books, that's what I heard of. And then came record albums, CDs, then came DVDs and VHS. And now you can rent out a derrick for your backyard.
And we've got a ton of stuff in there. Laptops are technically part of that collection, too. We've been able to check laptops out for a while, but we have other technology, too, like a DVD player. We just got another one back on the shelf.
You can rent that a DVD player, huh?
Yeah. So you can bring a DVD player home with your DVDs, play something off your laptop if you don't have your own setup at home, and you're pretty set to go.
I guess someday when I pass away, I should leave you my Betamax, my VHS, my two Laserdisc players. I got Laserdisc, yeah. I've got all that kind of stuff. Because I actually have signed Laserdiscs from the directors of the movies.
No kidding.
I have a signed one from, who's the director of They Shoot Horses, Don't They? He also starred in Tootsie. I can't think of his name offhand because I didn't have a big breakfast. I can't think of his name, but I get it signed. I've got the Billy Jack series. You know the Billy Jack movies?
No.
Oh, come on. The Billy Jack movies, all three of them, well, there were four of them, but I have the three box set signed by Tom Laughlin and his wife who starred in Billy Jack.
That's pretty cool. That's a good collector's item.
One Tin Soldier? You never heard of them?
No, I was born under a rock.
No. It can make me feel older than I really am. We can explore the BBC. If you can't have British accents in the news, you can explore the BBC of the library. What's that about?
So that's what we were just talking about, Beyond Books Collection.
Oh, is that what I thought that was the British BBC?
No.
Before we went on the air,
do have some BBC movies and shows.
That's what I thought it was.
BBC is the nickname for the Beyond Books Collection.
I've got to retire. This is the end. I got to go home and lay in bed all day and read a book. I'm telling you. I thought that was the BBC. And I was kidding before we went on the air and you didn't correct me.
I didn't know.
You thought I was kidding?
I thought you were joking with me.
No. no joke. I'm a very serious person,
Shay.
Oh,
of course, of course.
All right, the summer reading program. Now, that is a real program for the summer reading program,
yes.
Right? Okay, good.
I mean, technically, it's several different programs, but we call them all the summer reading program, traditionally. So this summer, we've got not one, but two different summer reading programs. We have Adventure Begins at Your Library, which is a series of reading challenges, book discussions, craft times, and movie viewings to stoke your adventurous spirit. And it all begins with our amazing library race kickoff on Saturday, June 1st. You know the Amazing Race, the show?
Yeah, I watch it all the time, yeah.
Well, this is the library version. For once, you are allowed to run carefully around the library, and you'll answer trivia questions.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you'll play brain games. You'll do different feats of daring.
It's like a pit stop on the Amazing Race.
Yes.
Do you have a detour where you can go to either one?
You know, I bet they do. They've got stations set up all over the library, so you have to visit basically every department, every room in the building, and whoever completes the race the fastest gets an extra special prize, but everybody gets a prize even just for signing up.
You get a $1 million prize at the end?
It might be more like a $20 prize.
Really? Yeah.
Well.
Notice how my eyes lit up at $1 million, but they really lit up.
You're really
up
excited about $20.
Well, because I was kidding, but $20.
No, it's not a money prize. It might be something we spent $20 on.
Oh, like an old book.
But if you want to find out what it is, you better come race.
All right. Shay King is here. She's the head of business development at the Racine Public Library. It's 7:17 this morning. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 74. Clear tonight, lows 56. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high near 70. A beautiful Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday with a high near 65. And Memorial Day, hold it, wait for it, partly sunny. Just a chance of showers, 50-50 chance. Highs near 66 right now. It's sunny and 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Car celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
It's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clements, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless
hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits, WRJM, pass it on, tell a friend. Shea King is here. Shea King is the business head of business development for the St. Public Library. That's a big title. That sounds like a lot of responsibility.
I'd like to shorten it to head of marketing. It's a little bit more exact.
How about just head of the library?
Well, that'd be my boss.
Well, we could shorten it. Okay, Summer Scared. We're talking about the programs at the St. Public Library this summer, and these are all yours, and they're free because this is your library. And it used to be the old library with, you know, you look at these old movies, they're dusty books on the shelf, and that's all they had. Those days are over. They still got the dusty books, but but you have so much more going on there. Summer Scares. It sounds spooky.
It is spooky.
Oh, very spooky. Oh, no.
So Summer Scares is not for the faint of heart. It's kind of like our summer reading program, but it's specifically focused on horror books and crafts to do with everything eerie. Like, we have a skeleton glow-up contest for teens where throughout the month of June you can stop in and pick up a kit that will help you fancy up your own skeleton, and then you can bring it back later in the month to be judged on whose skeleton is the most ghoulish.
Now, wouldn't you be scared if somebody came in with a realistic one and you said, this looks too real? Pay no attention to that hole at the cemetery.
You know, you can buy human bones on the internet.
Oh, please.
I don't think it's legal, but you can do it.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to get gruesome here, but somebody who used to work here left his body, and he's still alive now, to these body farms. Where they do is, you ever hear about those?
Yes.
Well, you actually, they just lay your body down on the ground and they want to see how long it takes to deteriorate under certain conditions.
Oh, wait, I haven't heard of that kind of body farm.
Yes, it's just a body farm. They lay you down.
Ooh.
And they do certain things to it to see how long it lasts. I don't know if I'd want that.
I don't know. I mean, it could be fun.
I mean, I would know if they're doing it. They could do it for all I know. But, oh, man. What? How do we get off on that topic? All right. Now, I went to the author thing you had at the library a couple of Saturdays ago. And I got to meet all the authors. We have all their names. They're going to be on the air. We already had our first guest from I Met You That.
I met her
on that day. Yeah. So we're going to have a whole bunch of people.
That's great.
Local authors that we met at the Racine Public Library. And they all had their books. And I found it interesting on how many books they've sold. Thousands.
Mm.
You wouldn't think, you know, you write this book, who cares? But thousands of books.
Right. And they are like micro celebrities.
And I'm reading one of them right now.
Are you? Which
Carol Gianforte wrote a book about growing up on Carlisle Avenue.
Ooh, okay.
And my wife and I were halfway through the book, and we traced where she lived and the places she used to go as a little child, down the stairs, the cross bridge, down to the park. We traced that the other day. Last Saturday, we had the book, and we actually went where she went 50, 60 years ago, whatever it was.
That sounds kind of magical.
It was. To know that, and now the stairs she went down to get to the park are all overgrown. Mm-hmm. But I took a picture of it. I'll show you during the break.
Yeah.
And you could see where she was as a little girl so many years ago, experiencing the magic of growing up in Racine on Carlisle Avenue. Different world back then. And I met her. We met all these people at the Racine Public Library. So let's talk about the author visits coming up.
Yeah, author visits coming up. So Bill Konigsberg, he is a well-known young adult book writer. His books are all very queer focused. He's an LGBTQ+ author himself. And on June 20th, he is going to be at the library to do a couple of different sessions for us.
Yeah, I don't like the second one. It sounds kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. So let me start with the first one is for teens only. It's at 11 a.m. in Teen Scene. You don't need to register. This one is just a meet the author kind of a session. So you can come in, hear from Bill Konigsberg about his career, about his books, about his husband and his dogs. And you get to talk to him and learn a little bit about writing, ask him your questions, tell him what you liked about his books, and just hang out for a bit.
Got to meet the guy. Got to meet the people to write the books.
That's right.
Okay, now the second one is kind of...
Yes. Yeah. So, discretion is, of course, encouraged for anybody considering attending this one. It's called Let's Talk About Suicide, an author visit with Bill Konigsberg.
And, you know, that's an important topic.
It is.
And teenagers, you know, I hate to say it, but they do stupid things like that.
And mental health is bad lately.
Yeah.
It's a big topic. I think something like 1 in 4, 1 in 5 people are going to experience a mental illness at some point in their lifetime. So it's a big deal to talk about.
And what date is that now?
That is also on June 20th, and it'll be 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the community room. All ages are welcome, but parents and kids, just think carefully about if your kids are prepared to listen.
You know, it's hard to believe, but June 20th is less than a month away.
Right, I know.
It just sounds it's way too close. We have Shay King from the Racine Public Library here, head of business development. We're going to shorten to... Well, we can't say head of the library because you said somebody's already got that job.
I'm not the head of the library, just head of the marketing.
Head of marketing, we'll call it that. It's 728 at WRGN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 56. Showers and thunder bumpers likely tomorrow with a high near 70. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 70. Showers and thunderstorms likely again on Sunday. Highs near 65. And Memorial Day, partly sunny. Chance of showers, 50-50 chance. Highs near 66 right now. It's 60 degrees and sunny here at Radio Park. We always go out to Union Grove at the cemetery where I'm going to be buried someday. And they have a ceremony there on Memorial Day. And they pick out somebody, a veteran who had passed away. Mm. And they do a special gun salute. And they did my father-in-law, who was a U.S. Marine. They did him one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you there for it? Buried. Did you know in advance?
Oh, yeah. Well, I fought to get, not fought, but I asked, can they do him?
That's cool.
Because there are so many veterans there, including somebody from the Revolutionary War.
Ooh.
Is buried there at that Union Grove Cemetery. It's right there on Highway 45. I think they call it Colonial Avenue, Colony Avenue, something like that. Colony Avenue, but it's Highway 45. But yeah, we do that every Memorial Day.
Well, and we'll have to get my friend, the history librarian, to tell me some stories about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be buried there right. There's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer there from the Fan Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And he's in Lambeau Field. He's buried there. You take two steps back from his grave, four to the left, and that's where I'm going to be.
All right. You got it picked out.
Yeah, I didn't pick it. They gave it to me. I mean, I said I want to be buried here, and they said, well, here's where you're going to be.
Okay.
I said, ooh, I'm going to be right on the tour. It's 7:30 on the noggin. How about some news here? I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. More with Shay coming up in a moment.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager was sexually assaulted at a Kenosha library last week. A 33-year-old man has been charged after he exposed himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library May 16th. Police say the teen told their parents about the incident, which led police to review the footage and find a suspect using facial recognition software. The suspect is reportedly known to law enforcement and faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior. Work starts next week on another Racine County roundabout. The DOT begins work Wednesday on a new intersection at Highway 20 in County J in the city of Burlington. In addition to the roundabout, the project will include updated signage and pavement markings. Road closures and detours will impact the area through the summer. There will be a total shutdown of that intersection at some point. Detours will be posted. A local veterans group is looking for some Memorial Day weekend help. AmVets Post 262 is seeking volunteers to help place flags at Holy Cross Cemetery in honor of veterans this Memorial Day. The flag placement event will take place Saturday at 10 at the cemetery on Holy Cross Road off Douglas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
If I say the phrase drone swarms, you might conjure up an image of a science fiction movie or maybe just a whole lot of insects. In reality, it could be your new best friend. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Drone swarms are just one new phrase farmers are becoming accustomed to in Wisconsin. Preston Rice is the co-founder of Madison Area Drone Service. They specialize in agriculture drones, and he explains what a drone swarm is.
As far as what swarms are, I mean, really, it's just like it sounds like. We want to be able to operate more than one aircraft. And we can do that already, but we need to have that ability with one single pilot. So the limitations that we see, especially in the agriculture side of things, is the capacity and the size of that tank, right, can be multiplied if we can operate more than one aircraft at one time. So getting the FAA to kind of give us the approval in that direction is really going to help us expand the ability to make one person, one pilot, much more effective with the equipment that they have.
Preston Rice, co-founder of Madison Area Drone Service, he said he's getting a lot of inquiries right now specifically to apply fungicide on wheat fields, drones being about the only good option right now. Markets in overnight electronic trade not looking so good. Numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 3 cents to $2.03. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half, $1.84. Double A butter stood still. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down another 15 cents at $19.80. December corn's down two at $4.82. November beans down a penny at $12.17. July wheat this morning down eight, $6.84 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the markets stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. As always, more news available anytime you need it. MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I had kind of a rough day. I was over at my parents' house all day because I live there. And God, how I wish that was a joke. Yeah, a little rule of thumb. I'm 26, and if you are 26 years old and you're waking up under Star Wars sheets, the Force is not with you. No siree, Yoda. I mean, I love my mom. She's wonderful, but she can be so annoying. Like, you ever drive with your mom as an adult? I would rather pick up an escaped convict. At least they're satisfied, you know what I mean? My mom, she doesn't really say anything out loud. She just makes that noise that moms make when they think they're about to crash, which is roughly every 10 seconds. You know that noise? I just want to veer into oncoming traffic. I'll give you something to about later. Then she starts grabbing that handle, the we're all gonna die handle. What is that thing even there for? In case you want to turn your car into a subway at some point? Little baby doing chin-ups on it or something, and she starts pressing on her brake, the fake brake, right? Oh yeah, Mom, that was helpful. Yeah, we almost crashed, but you mimed braking. Thank goodness for that. Thank you. You're so talented. W-R-J-N.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we got. Don't let go, girl. We got a lot. Got a lot of love between us. Hang on, hang on.
WRJN Radio, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Shay King is here, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. We're talking about all these great, great programs coming up. I'm still locked that Amazing Race one.
Oh, yeah.
Before we leave, we have to talk about that again, because I'm a big fan of the Amazing Race. Yeah. And it used to be. About
really?
3 years ago, I turned it on, and then I watched all the old ones. People have always told me, oh, Amazing Race. You know who tried out for that? Kurt Bowman, our afternoon guy here. He made this video.
He did.
Yeah. He didn't get on, but he made that with his brother, and they show him and his brother-in-law, jogging, and in the background are all these cities. You know how they run on the Amazing Race? Everything's frantic on that show.
No kidding.
They show him running through all these foreign cities on the streets and everything. I want to see that video, but he can't find it. It was a VHS video he had to send in.
Maybe he lost it on purpose.
No.
Just want to show you.
No, it was good.
Mm.
It was good. I would say, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't good. All right. For people that want to become American citizens, you have classes.
We do.
So let's talk about them.
Yes. So Voces de la Frontera. I'm probably not pronouncing that quite right, but
yeah, you are right.
Okay, cool. Well, they're one of our partner organizations, and they host our classes for the English citizenship exam at the library, which is every Wednesday for the whole year, except for any of the days that we're closed. And you can come into the business center on the second floor from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You don't have to attend any specific number. You can just come as many times as is helpful to you, and they will help you get prepared to take your citizenship exam.
You know, and this is almost scary, but I have doubts whether people who are natural born citizens in this country can actually pass this exam.
I was looking at the list, and I don't think I would pass the exam. I'd have to study for it, too.
You know, there are questions on there that I would say, I don't know, but these people have to know it.
That's right. Well, and I'm looking at right now the civics, the history and government questions for the naturalization test.
You got any of them on there?
I do. Oh, there's 100 different questions.
Oh, my goodness.
And they'll ask you 10 of them, and you have to answer verbally and get 6 out of 10 of them right to pass just this part of the test.
Give me some of them.
Okay. Let's see.
This is going to be embarrassing. I shouldn't do this, but go ahead.
Here's an easy one. How old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
18.
Yep. Yep, that's
didn't
right.
Didn't used to be. I was in the first group of people. Yeah, it used to be 21.
Oh.
I was in the first group of people that were allowed to vote for president when you turned 18.
No kidding. Hey, congrats.
I get bonus points for that. What else you got?
What does the judicial branch do?
You mean the Supreme Court, the judges? Yeah, they judge. I know. That's not the answer.
So there's supposedly a number of different answers that are accepted, but the answers they recommend you say here are that the judicial branch reviews laws, explains laws.
Nobody's going to get that.
Resolves disputes and decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Oh, who is going to get that?
See, that's why you have to study for it.
Oh, I'm getting deported. What else? I don't know where I deported them. They're going to send me somewhere. Send them to Antarctica. Get them out of here.
Okay. How about... Let me find you a good one.
Don't give me the questions that they get.
Okay. What did Susan B. Anthony do?
Well, she was a rights activist, Susan B. Anthony, and she posed for the dollar, the coin. She was a rights activist.
Yes, civil rights and women's rights they have here.
Oh, geez, I got it. All right. I was sweating at that one. My heart can't
take
this.
I got you with that
one. No. Give me another one. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Who's the governor of your state right now?
Tony Evers.
Yep. Okay. You got that. Who signs bills to become laws?
Do you have to put this in the form of a question?
No. Not like a game show.
Okay. Who signs bills into law? Well, the president signs it.
Yes.
Okay. But
that's the answer.
He doesn't make it. Right. Okay.
Right. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
6.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that one.
Get her out of here.
What is the rule of law?
Right there, it sounds like I don't know. What's the rule of law? It's how we're governed in this country, but I don't know what the answer would be.
Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. No one is above the law.
We're learning that now, aren't
we? Right? Yeah, no kidding.
Ooh.
Okay.
People know these answers?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, brother.
I don't know how long you have to study for them to feel confident that you can get 6 out of 10 of these 100 different questions right.
You know, if you want to thin out this country a little bit, just have everybody have to take the test.
Oh, could you imagine?
We'd ever get deported.
Except maybe the elementary school. I don't know how they do this.
Except the people who came from other countries and studied.
Right, them, and then whoever's just learned it in school. Like if you've just taken a class on the government or something.
Oh, keep going. Just give me a few more. Yeah.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
Vote.
Mm-hmm.
And run for office.
I don't know. I think that might be one of... Yep, those are two of the answers.
Oh, man.
There's like 10 different answers that are okay for that one.
I got sweat coming down my forehead on this one.
What are two cabinet-level positions?
Well, Chief, cabinet, you can be the head of transportation.
Okay, they do have that. Secretary of Transportation. Yeah.
I'm getting nervous. and also, cabinet would be Secretary of State.
Let's see. Yep. Okay, you got it.
Don't ask me for three.
Okay, let's send you one more.
Oh, please. I really am palpitating over this thing. What is it?
Okay. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Well, I know the stars for the 13 colonies.
Mm-hmm. That's another question, but you didn't get that one. You have to answer this one.
I didn't get the stripes. 13 stripes, not for the original colonies. Oh, brother. Uh-oh. Give me a choice. Like, just give me the answer. What is it?
Well, because there were 13 original colonies. You actually were like right there.
Well, I said that.
I know, but you said not for that. You were second-guessing yourself.
Oh, what? 13 colonies.
I don't know. I feel like you got most of them right.
Give me a bonus question.
Okay, bonus question. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
This was on the Andy Griffith Show.
Ooh.
When they asked Opie how to learn the Emancipation Proclamation, and Barney Fife was the Emancipation Proclamation. The Emancipation Proclamation was to emancipate people with this proclamation. That was the freeing of the slaves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But Barney went on this whole thing about he didn't know what it meant, but he kept going over and over.
If you just repeat it enough.
I need a break. We'll take a quick break here. Shay King is here, the head of business development and questioning of people who want to become Americans. She's here from the Racine Public Library. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. It's 7:47. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 56. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high near 70. Saturday, gorgeous, sunny. Highs near 70. And the Veterans Cemetery out in Union Grove would like people to plant flags this Saturday morning. Be there at 7:30. And you can help them plant flags. I want to do it on Saturday because I know the weather's going to be nice. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 65. Memorial Day, partly sunny. A 50-50 chance of showers with a high near 66. Right now, it's sunny and 60 at Radio Park at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. And it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org.
To a dance, look. looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
It's WRJN at 7:54. Shay King is with me here, and she is the head of business development for the Racine Public Library. I feel so stupid after that citizenship test. I didn't do that bad. How many? You don't know how many you can get wrong.
You know, we can get. You can get up to 4 of them wrong. They'll ask you 10 questions, and you got to get 60% right.
That's like the DMV test when you're getting your driver's permit. You have to take the written test. and all of a sudden you start panicking.
Yep. And you forget how to read. And
a red octagon sign. Oh, wait a second. What does that mean? Red octagon sign. Does it mean go or stop? And then you get the person checking and they X. Yeah. So that it brought up bad memories from when I was 16 or 17 years old. Okay, this summer, the Bookmobile and the Techmobile will go out. It wasn't too long ago. I just found out you had a Techmobile.
Yeah, we love the Techmobile.
Is that like an old food truck converted into a...
Well, it's actually a new vehicle that they built just for the library.
Okay, it's not an old...
Yeah, but it's like roughly food truck shaped. Huh. So the Techmobile is kind of like a Bookmobile, but it also has a lot of technology on board. Like it's got a 3D printer built in. It's got a bunch of robots you can check out, and it'll stop at different locations around the community, and you can play with, like, it's got a bubble maker on the back. It's got screens, like TV screens on the outside where we can play, like, presentations with historic photos. We did that for our 125th anniversary last year. It's cool. It's a cool vehicle.
You know, 3D printer. We had a story on yesterday where this guy created a fish fillet sandwich with a 3D printer, edible.
No.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. We had the story on yesterday. And I said, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Talk about eating microplastics.
I wouldn't feed it to the mice in my basement.
No. it makes my stomach hurt just thinking about it.
I think that's what we're coming to. We're going to create our own food someday with 3D printers.
I think so.
Just the thought of it. Anyway, so enough with that. Then you got the Bookmobile going out. And when I was a kid, that was a big deal when the Bookmobile came to our street.
Yeah.
Everybody ran in there. And we felt obligated to go in there and grab a book. And all the kids did. Like, what did you get? I got this. What did you get? Then we put it on the, you know, in our bedrooms and didn't read it for 2 weeks. So we had to return it again. So
I tuck it under the bed for a few weeks.
Use it to prop the door open. So the Bookmobile, too.
Yep.
Coming around all summer long, huh?
Yes. So Bookmobile, it always has stops throughout the week, every single week. But it usually changes a little bit over the summer. Anybody who wants to see the complete schedule can go to racinelibrary.info/library-go. But this year's summer schedule for the Bookmobile is going to be the same as the previous year. So it'll have stops at places like Green Tree Center, Elmwood Plaza, Western Village Shopping Center, schools and businesses throughout the area, Monday through Saturday, every single week.
Well, let's go back to the Techmobile. You have to go in to use the... Nothing's outside. You have to go into the Techmobile itself to use the
That's correct. There's sometimes events where we'll set up book stands outside of it, but that's for a single event, not for when we're driving around to different stops.
I'm going to see this thing.
Cool.
So how do we learn where the sites are?
So if you go online to racinelibrary.info/library-go, you can see the full list of stops there. You can also stop into the library and pick up a bookmark, or you can pick up one of our paper calendars. Both of those have the complete schedule for the Bookmobile printed on them. And papers for the Techmobile schedule are coming soon, because the Techmobile will also start going out on a regular schedule starting in July.
Now, this is great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As we said at the beginning, more than just dusty books.
Yep, exactly.
You know, most kids when I was growing up used the library to cheat on their book reports. That's what it was for.
Now you have AI for that.
You used to go to the library and grab the encyclopedia to go copy for your paper on something you were supposed to be doing 3 months ago, and you finally waited till the day before. You used to go to the library, get the encyclopedia, copy everything, and... The teacher knew you copied because she knew you didn't write like the Encyclopedia Britannica. So now they got the ChatGPT, but the schools now have ChatGPT detectors, AI detectors, so they can scan your paper and see if you copied it from AI.
But the thing is, ChatGPT just copies from everything everybody else has written online. So sometimes you get a false positive and accuse somebody of cheating who was just writing their own voice.
Here's what happened. You get a smart mousetrap, the mice get smarter. Well, and one more time real quickly here in the last minute, the Amazing Race thing you had going on at the
library. Amazing Race. Yeah. So on June 1st, that's a Saturday, we are kicking off our summer reading program with the Amazing Library Race. Registration is required. You can go online to racinelibrary.info/calendar or call us or stop in person to sign up. Teams of 2 to 4. And they must have one adult per team, at least. We'll race to answer questions, complete obstacles, and finish puzzles throughout the building.
I love it. I love that idea.
It's going to be a blast.
But I don't want to go because they'll say, oh, that guy's stupid. He didn't know anything.
And just a hint for you, I'll brush up on your African animal trivia.
Oh, no. And then that guy, I talked Jay at the Lake Geneva Safari. He's got the inside track on that kind of stuff. Anybody who works at the zoo has the inside track.
Right. So if you work at the zoo, you might win this one.
Jay King gave me the complete lineup of who we're having here through August from the Racine Public Library.